President Trump is trying to go big on taxes. He's proposing taking the corporate tax rate from 35% down to a cool 15%, which Northern Virginia Democrat Don Beyer says seems like a giveaway to the wealthiest in the nation.
I'm a little concerned if corporations are 15 and there's still a lot of individuals at 25 and at 30. I'm particularly concerned that so many American businesses, especially the small businesses that dominate metropolitan D.C., aren't big corporations, they're LLCs. They're law firms, they're small technology companies, they're home products. And those need to be treated the way corporations are also.
The White House also wants to do away with many deductions, like the popular state and local tax deduction. By some estimates, the plan could cost more than $6 trillion over the next decade, which Beyer says is unacceptable math.
Take as a given that we don't want to blow the deficit up. It's already $20 trillion. So if we're going to cut the rates, something has to give. You can either raise rates on something else, maybe the high wage earners, or you can get rid of some of the so-called tax expenditures. The biggest one is home mortgage interest, and no one wants to do that.
But Southwest Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith says the overall plan will create economic growth, which would offset the deep tax cuts.
Now, you know, we have to look at cutting some spending. They're right about that. But if you adopt the whole plan, it doesn't, I think, do that because you have some offsets. So you get some revenue from economic growth, and you get some revenue from the new tax structure.
Even many Democrats want to lower the corporate tax rate, but going from 35% down to 15% may be hard, which Griffith admits.
Broadly, I would support it. I don't know that we can get to 15%. I think that's, but you know, that's negotiating. Mm-hmm. Start at the high end. I think 20, 22% is more realistic. But I do think it's a huge job creator.
Freshman Virginia Republican Congressman Tom Garrett echoes that chorus.
Obviously, any negotiation starts off with a forward and first offer, and I think that's where we are.
Even in this hyper-partisan and highly bitter climate in Washington, Garrett says the two parties should be able to reach an agreement on taxes.
You know, President Obama acknowledged that our corporate tax rate was detrimental to economic growth, and a lot of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle have publicly acknowledged that. If they choose to go back on their word, then so be it. But I don't think the president's married to 15%. That was his opening offer.
Eliminating deductions could bring political ramifications from both interest groups and individuals. But Garrett says that's not his concern.
We need to stop worrying about what's politically risky and start worrying about what's right. If we can simplify the tax code, we ought to work towards simplifying the tax code. So I'm lockstep with the president on that.
The president and the GOP are still focused on getting health care reform out of the Senate, which seems like it will prove to be a monumental task. But if Trump signs the first broad tax overhaul in more than three decades, many say that would be even more monumental. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.